Reverend John Welsh has a background in chemical engineering, is an ordained minister, has a Ph.D. in healthcare ethics, is the dean of students at the Pittsburgh Theological Seminary, and now wants to add mayor of Pittsburgh to that list. 4 years ago, he was a strong supporter of Bill Peduto. Now, he hopes to defeat Peduto in the May primary. Reverend Welsh spoke to 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin.
Has his administration fallen short? Has it disappointed you? If so, in what sense?
I've seen a lack of attention in the areas of public safety. I've seen a lack of attention in the areas of affordable housing.
In speaking with the mayor, he says sometimes it's difficult with developers because they don't want to do affordable housing because they don't make as much profit.
Well, I think we need to start putting people over profits. So if profits is the driving motive, then maybe we shouldn't be working with those developers.
Where do you see the need for affordable housing? I heard numbers of the need of 7,000 to 9,000 units.
Well, I guess it ranges from 7 to 9 or even 17,000. I saw numbers of 17,000 as far as the city is concerned. I would not pinpoint the need in any specific area. I'd say we like for people to be able to live anywhere within the 90 neighborhoods.
It's not like, okay, let's put affordable housing in these one or two neighborhoods. It's letting people live throughout the city in homes they can afford.
Sure, absolutely. We don't want to even masquerade another view of concentrated poverty. I don't think that's the message we want to send.
You said maybe not work with those developers. What is your approach?
Well, I think we need to tap into as many different resources as possible of people who can reconstruct homes that already exist that may need to be refurbished. For example, we saw recently that Habitat for Humanity signed a deal with Allegheny County. Well, there are other organizations like Habitat. Many of them are church-based organizations that will go and rebuild homes for first-time homeowners. So we don't necessarily have to just look at for-profit corporate developers. And in addition to that, I think we really need to have some very strong inclusionary zoning policies with regards to housing. I would like to see a minimum of 50% low-income housing in our community developments, in our housing developments.
January 21st, when you announced your candidacy officially, you mentioned that you would be rolling out policies as the campaign moved along. We're a month later. What are some of those key policies for your campaign?
Well, for one, I think we really need to look at how we are going to make sure that our police officers are prepared and well-trained for improving police community relations. One of the things that our former police chief, Cam McClay, was he was ensuring that all of our officers were being trained on implicit bias. It's great to have cultural sensitivity training, but it's another thing to be trained on implicit bias. Two, I want to make sure that we have a policy that really targets in-city residents for being part of our police department, as opposed to recruiting people from outside of the city of Pittsburgh who may not have an understanding of the culture of the city of Pittsburgh.
In your role as chaplain for the Bureau of Police, what sort of interaction do you have with officers that says, yes, what we need to do to improve police-community relations?
Police are human beings. They're no different than the rest of us who are not officers. And I think the community really needs to appreciate the fact that they have the same concerns, they have the same challenges that everyone else does. So one of the things that I've noticed and one of the things I want to make sure that we maintain is the safety of our officers. I want to make sure that we have a police force that is not spread too thin, so that each man and woman can go home with not so much stress. The other thing is there needs to be more engagement between the police and the community. With Chief Cam McClay no longer here, I'm concerned that those lines of communication no longer exist.
What about the community meetings between Cam McClay's successor in different neighborhoods?
I like Chief Scott Schubert. I think it's a good start that he is going around and meeting with the various communities. But one of the things that, how do you allow the mentality and the ideas and the ideologies to filter down to the actual people on the street? So we need for every officer in each zone to have the same ideas and ideologies as a chief of police does.
And my final question is, you know the odds. No incumbent who's run for re-election as mayor has lost.
Until 2017.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Reverend Welsh, who's running for mayor of Pittsburgh, spoke with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin.